Nesechtes Baba Kama, Daf Samach, 7 lines on the bottom of Daf Nun Tesam Beis, afternoon Mishnah, and the Mishnah begins, Hashalechas Be'iru, B'yad Chereshet V'Kotan, Potter B'dini Odom, V'chai B'dini Shemayim. If Reuven takes a fire, which the Gemara will define in a moment, and he gives the fire to a Chereshet or Kotan, and the Chereshet or Kotan go to Shimon's field, and they start a fire, and that causes damage to Shimon's produce, so Reuven is considered a Grumma, and therefore he's Potter B'dini Odom, however he's Chai B'dini Shemayim, and certainly the Chereshet V'Kotan will be Potter even B'dini Shemayim. As Lemaisa, they're not Bardas. And the Mishnah continues, Sholach Biyad Pikeach, HaPikeach Chayev. If Reuven sends the fire in the hands of Shimon, who is a Pikeach, then if Shimon goes to the field of Levi and causes Levi damage, then Shimon will be Chayev and Reuven will be Potel Gamri. And the Mefarshim explained that even if Reuven appoints Shimon as a Shliach and he tells Shimon to specifically go and burn down Levi's Sada, Reuven will still be Potel because there's a din of Ein Shliach Ledvar Aveira. And Lechayer, since Reuven gave over this fire to Shimon and Shimon is a Pikeach, so now Shimon is responsible for the damages caused by the fire, and Lechayer Reuven shouldn't be responsible at all. However, Ayin Demiri, who actually says that if Shimon doesn't pay back to Levi the amount that he damaged, then we still look at Reuven as if he was Goyim this Hezek, and although certainly Reuven will be part of B'dini Adam, however, he'll be Chayev B'dini Shemayim. And the Mishnah continues, Echad Hevi Ha'ar, if Reuven brought the fire, Ve'echad Hevi Ha'etzim, and then Shimon brought the wood, which is the fuel for the fire, then Hamevi Ha'etzim Chayev, then Shimon will be Chayev as Lemaisa without the fuel for the fire would not have traveled and been able to cause any hezek. And as Rashi says, Hamevis Eitzim Chayev, the Lav Achron Kamale Ovid Midi, that without Shimon, then Reuven didn't really do anything and didn't cause any part of the damage. And the Mishnah continues and tells us the opposite is also true, that Echad Hevis Eitzim, Echad Hevis Ar, Hamevis Ar Chayev, that if Reuven brought the fuel for the fire and Shimon brought the fire, then Shimon will be Chayev because he is the one that caused all of the damages. And the Mishnah continues with another case that let's say Reuven brought the fire and Shimon brought the wood, but the fire still would not have traveled and damaged someone else's property, and then Bar Acha V'Libo, Levi then came and fanned the fire, and now the fire is able to travel and damage someone's property, Hamala B'Chayev, then Levi will be Chayev. And the Mishnah finally says, Lipsa Ruach Kulam Pturin, that let's say Reuven brought the fire, Shimon brought the fuel, and Levi fanned the fire, but even with all of them, the fire wouldn't have traveled and damaged someone's field. The only way that the fire traveled and damaged someone's field is because a wind came, and the wind caused the fire to spread to someone's adjoining field and it damaged the neighbor's field. The Mishnah teaches us that in that case, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi would all be Potter, and there was Machlekes Rishonim as to what type of Ruach came and blew the fire. The Ra'or explains that we're talking about a Ruach Mitzuyah, and even though, as we know, if someone has a fire and then it spreads through a Ruach Mitzuyah, that's certainly the one that created the fire will be Chayiv. However, over here, we're talking about a scenario where the fire wasn't created yet, and the only reason why this fire has any Koyach is only based on the fact that this Ruach Mitzuyah came and created this fire, and therefore, all of them would be potter because the ruach is what actually created this hezek. And as the Ra'ah states, for afagav the ish kishohelch bruch mitzuyah mazik chayiv, as hasimu acha shenasa ish the bari hazeka ki ozel bruch mitzuyah chayiv, aval actually nasa ish for ruach isa isai nimtza sharuach who shasa nezek legamri. And whether ayin and taisis that in a chenami, if ruach mitzuyah actually came and blew this fire, certainly the last one that actually performed the ma'isa would be chayiv legamri. However, our mishnah is talking about a case where ruach shein mitzuyah came and blew the fire, and that's the only way that went and damaged, and that's why all of the people that were involved in creating the fire would be potter. And Rashba points out that certainly there's no question that the only time that it would be potter is only if that ruach was not around at the time that they were creating the fire and they brought the firewood to that area. However, if that wind was already blowing at the time that they went and brought their items to that area, then certainly they would be chayiv, as they knew that this was the condition that the fire would be working under, and therefore certainly they knew that this would cause a hezek, and that's why it would be chayiv. And even if we say we're talking about a case of Ruach Sheinu Mitzuyah, but since they already saw that there is a Ruach Sheinu Mitzuyah that's blowing on this day, therefore certainly it's considered a hezek and they would be chayiv. And the Gemara continues, and we know that we had a machlekes between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yechon as to the hezek of Eish, and Reish Lakish hold that Isha Mishum Mimaynai, and Rabbi Yechon hold Isha Mishum Chitzav. And the Gemara states, Om Reish Lakish Mishmei Dechizkiah, Reish Lakish said over the name of Chizkiah, Lai Shano El Shemas Lagachas Veliba, that the only time we said that Shalech Be'er Be'at Chereshet V'Katan is Patr B'din Ad V'Chay B'din Shemayim is only when the Baal Bayis gave the Chereshet V'Katan a coal, and the Chereshet V'Katan then had to blow on the coal in order to create the fire and then have the Gechelis go and burn down Shimon's field. Aval Masal Shel Heves Chayiv, but if Reuven gave an actual flame to the Chereshet V'Katan, then Reuven would be Chayiv, and my time was the reason, because Maisav Kagarmaloi, ultimately Reuven gave an actual fire to the Chereshet V'Katan, and since Isha Mishim Mainai, therefore Reuven has an obligation to guard his item that could damage someone, and by giving it to a Chereshet V'Katan, certainly he was not yotze his chiyuv shmira, and therefore Reuven is going to be chayiv. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yechon Amar, Rabbi Yechon argues with Shlokish. He says, "Afilu masalei shalheves pata," that even if Reuven gives an actual fire to the chayishet v'katan, Reuven will still be pata. And my time and was reason because after the cherish gamloi, because ultimately the cherish being involved in the fire was what caused the damage. And since Rabbi Yechon holds ishim and shum chitzav, and really Reuven's chaitz did not have enough power to go and damage someone else's property without having the chereshet v'katan take it to that property, therefore we can't say it was the actual chaitz of Reuven that damaged Shimon's property, and it's only the grum of Reuven that caused the damage, and that's why Reuven will be potter b'dini adam v'chay b'dini shemayim. And the lashon that the Gemara used of safta the cheresh kagarim, Rashi states previously achizasis shel cheresh garma heva shunot lo v'lich legodesh, and what caused the actual fire and what caused the hezek is the fact that the cheresh was holding on to this flame. And Rabbi Yechonon continues v'loy mechayiv, and the only time that Reuven will be chayiv when he gives a cheresh shet v'katan certain items is at shiim sloy gavzo, until he gives him thorns, or as Rashi explains on Davchav Beis and Beis, eitzim veveshim, dried branches. We continue on Dav Samachim now of silta, as well as eitzim dakim, which are small branches or small twigs or splinters, and shraga, as well as a fire. Dahu vadi maisim degarmu, as in this scenario, certainly Reuven's maisim is what caused the hezek. And in Mefarshim Abadid Lachlachir, what is the difference between this case and the first case of Rabbi Yechon, where his muscle shall have his day's potter because after the cheresh gamloi, if over here also there was a requirement to have the cheresh involved in this flame and in creating the fire. And Mefarshim explained that although in the first case Rabbi Yechon, where Reuven gave an actual fire to the cheresh, Reuven was pesheya, but ultimately the only way that the fire traveled to Shimon's field is only because of the cheresh shaitav katan, and without the cheresh shaitav katan's involvement, fire wouldn't have gone to Shimon's field, even beruach metzuya. However, Rabbi Yechon now teaches us that if Reuven gives all the instruments and all the ingredients necessary to create a fire to a cheresh shaitav katan, and all they have to do is put the ingredients together, and then they created a fire in this exact spot, and then the Ruach Mitzuyah takes the fire and spreads it to Shimon's field. In that case, we look at Reuven's Pshia as if he actually created the fire, and therefore Reuven will be Chayiv. And keep in mind that we learned the Machlekes between Reish Lakish and Bechron based on Rashi, that Rashi says that Reish Lakish is going to Shitasai, that Isha Mishim Mimaynai, and Rebechron is going to Shitasai, that Isha Mishim Chitzav. However, Ayin Tesis and Davchav Beis and Beis, we ask on Rashi that although it's true that Rebechron holds Isha Mishim Chitzav, but certainly he agrees to Reish Lakish that Isha Mishim Mimaynai as well, and therefore, how could it be that Rabbi Yechon would say that Yipater in our case, and Ayin Tais is how he learns our sugya? The Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, Sholach Bial Pikeach HaPikeach Chayiv, and then the Mishnah continued and said at the end of the Mishnah, Baracha V'liba HaMalah B'Chayiv Libsaruach Kulam Peturin. And as we will see, there were two different girsos in our Mishnah. Either the word that the Mishnah we used was Liba, or the word that the Mishnah we used was Niba. And Amram Nachba Yitzchak Manatani Liba Lo Mishtabish, that the one that taught us that the word is Liba in the Mishnah is not incorrect and it's not a mistake, or Manatani Niba Lo Mishtabish, and the one that has the gifts of Liba in the Mishnah is also not mistaken, as Matan Tani Liba Le Mishtabish, the reason why Liba makes sense in the Mishnah, the Chsib B'Lav Eseish, has been negated Sneh. The Pasuk says, V'yiru Ma'al Hashem Elov B'Lav Eseish B'teich Sneh, V'yav V'hine Sneh Boya B'eish V'asneh Inenu Ukal. And since we see the word B'Lav Eseish means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Moshe Rabbeinu in a flame of fire, meaning the heart of the fire, so we see the Lashon Liba can refer to the action of creating a fire. And Rav Nachman Yitzchak continues, Matan Tani Liba Le Mishtabish, and the one that has the gifts of Liba in the Mishnah is also not mistaken. The chsiv, as the pasuk says in Shire, b'yiru nivsvasayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the speech of a person's lips. And as Rashi says, k'she'adam medabim in anei esvasav ruach yetzei, when a person speaks, he moves his lips and wind comes out of his mouth, and therefore it's a similar idea of blowing on a fire in order to create a fire. And the Gemara continues, it quotes from the Mishnah, livsa ruach kulam p'turin, that if the only way that the fire spread was through the wind that was blowing on it, then all of them would be potter. Tana Rabbanan, we learned it by sel libo livsa ruach. If Reuven blew on a fire and the wind also blew on the fire, so if by Reuven blowing on it by himself it would have gone and spread to Shimon's field, then Reuven would be chayiv. However, if Reuven's blowing would not have been enough and the only way that the fire spread is with the combination of his blowing on it as well as the Ruach Metzuyah that was blowing on it, then Reuven would be potter. And the Gemara asks, Amai, why would Reuven be potter? We know b'negir hilchos Shabbos Reuven is chayiv for winnowing his tefuah. And even though the only way to win a tefuah is by Reuven throwing up the tefuah and then the wind coming and separating the different parts of the tefuah, and as Rashi says in Masechtas Bava Basra, that if Afal Pisha Ruach Mesiyasai Chashav Le Oisim Lacha Al Magiri Delei Nenu, and as Rashi says over here, Lehevi Kizera Dechai Meshul Malacha B'Shabbes Afal Pisha Ruach Mesiyatai Kshu Magbiya Tefuah Beresa Shekarim Playa, even though that once you're throwing up the tefuah with your pitchfork, spark, the wind is coming and blowing away to pieces, and that is what causes the issue of zera. And the Gemara answers, "Oh my Abaye, Abaye explains that Ruvi was blowing the fire from one side, and the wind was blowing it from a different side." And as Rashi says, that in Chanami, our case is a situation where Ruvi's blowing on the fire did not actually help the fire at all, and actually it seems to have been going a counter to the fire spreading, because he was blowing from one side, and it was only because the ruach blew it from another side that the fire was able to travel and catch onto Shimon's field. And that is why, in our case, Reuven is potter. But in Chanami, according to Abaya, if Reuven was blowing on the same side that the ruach mitzuyah is blowing, then in Chanami, Reuven would still be chayiv. And Rava states, kagon shaliba ruach mitzuyah, that originally he was blowing while there was a ruach mitzuyah that was also blowing. However, between his and the ruach mitzuyah blowing, it was not enough to actually cause the fire to spread to Shimon's field, and only afterward did the ruach she'ini mitzuyah come, and that was what caused the fire to be able to spread to Shimon's field. Therefore, as Rashi says, the milsalei solcha daitihu, it's something which Reuven did not think about, and therefore Reuven is going to be potter. Aval zera l'inyan Shabbos sagla beruch mitzuyah v'lachi chavin. However, when Reuven performs zera on Shabbos, his whole intent is to throw it up in the air that the ruach mitzuyah should now go and do the malacha of zera, and therefore Reuven's chayiv. And in a chanami, in our case, if Reuven's blowing on the tefuah and the ruach mitzuyah is also blowing, and that causes the fire to actually catch on to Shimon's field, then in the chanami Reuven will be chayiv. And the Gemara continues, Rav Zera explains, kagoyin de tzamer tzamuri, that the case was where Reuven was not blowing on the fire in the standard way that a person blows on a fire in order to fan the flames and make the fire stronger, but he was blowing on it as if someone is blowing on the hands in order to warm up their hands. As Rashi explains, klemish le'nofach mamish el b'neshima k'derech ha'mescham b'neshimasa yisyadav, the ein zeh libe klal, as in this case, it wasn't going to fan the fires at all, and the only thing that caused the fire to actually become strong enough to go and damage is actually the ruach mitzuyah, and therefore Reuven is not going to be chayiv. Ne'en chanami, when the Braisa says, libe v'liv saruach yesh b'libuyo k'dei l'v'vayse chayiv, that's talking about where the person blew on the fire in a standard way, and together with the wind, it actually caused the fire to become stronger, and then he will be chayiv, just like in the case of winnowing on Shabbos. However, v'imlav, if he didn't blow on it in a normal manner, then it's only the wind that caused the fire, and therefore Reuven's potter. And l'chayr, it's a bit tzarech bia what the difference is between Abaye's teretz and Reb Zera's teretz. And ayin enteis dima maschal Reb Zera omer kagoyin tzamer tzmuri lo nafach ba'or kain neshivas haruach, he didn't blow on the fire like a standard wind el chayim hevel piv hoitzi al ha'or l'la b'isai, and instead he used the heat of his mouth in order to blow on the fire. V'hachi kama, the b'raisa teaches us him yesh b'lubuyah b'fnei atzme k'dei l'l v'yishchayiv b'imlav potter afal pisha p'siyu haruach m'labo d'loi havali l'asukei adaita shetet starv neshivas haruach l'tzima shaloi v'yistayeh al yodo l'la b'is d'loi shchiach t'shistav neshivas haruach imatzimo l'sayayoy ki hem kalkulin zeh afal pisha shnei mitzad echad, and even though they're both from one side, yetzimo cham v'haruach kar, is when a person blows b'tzimo, then it's a warm wind, and a ruach mitzuyah is cool, and therefore they seem to be counterproductive, and Taisa is actually trying to explain what the chilik is between the pshat of Reb Zera and the pshat of Abaya. And the Gemara continues, Reb Ashi Amar, ki amrin zer ruach b'siyasai, hanimil l'inyan Shabbos, del malachas b'chshavos asotera, that the only time that we said that if someone winnows and the wind that's ruach b'tzuyah helps him out and causes the malacha, that's only stated b'negei hilcha Shabbos, because the Torah requires a malachas b'chshavos. And ultimately, since this is the way this malacha is done, and Reuven intended that this should be the way that this malacha is done, therefore Reuven is going to be chayiv. However, abul hacha gram ba'amhu v'gram b'nezakim pata, but the gay din of hezek, there's a din that gram b'nezakim is pata, and since Reuven did not cause the actual damage, and the only way the damage occurred is through the meruch mitzuyah, therefore that's considered that Reuven was only goyim the hezek, and of course the din b'negei hezek is gram b'nezakim is pata b'dinei adam v'chayiv b'dinei shemayim. And I intend to deal with maskar Rav Ashi Amar, where he explains to chesh goyim lizrois haruach masiata yhavim malachs machshavas olahochi chayiv b'gram mitzuyazu avol isem meisah shazuyah b'fnei atzma lo yikri, and certainly it's not considered like the person actually did a full meisah shazuyah by himself l'kach yocha lo yimikri mamver, and therefore b'negiyah hezek it's not considered that Reuven actually created this fire el goyim, and he's considered a goyim b'tayr lechayva el mamver v'lo yagoyim havar al yidei ruach masiata. And therefore Taisa says olahochi chashiva hagram l'inyan eish kechol shagram is the kaimelon gram b'nezakin is potter. And Taisa deal masal v'hochi gram b'nezakin, Taisa is bothered alachira if we consider this case a case of grama, since although Reuven is also blowing on the fire, but the ruach mitzuyah is also creating the fire, and if so, Taisa points out mitechach nira dim shnayim haviu etzim va'or v'libu shneim, if both of them would bring the fire as well as the etzim, and both of them would blow on the fire be'im b'chol echol k'dei l'lvayis, and both of them by themselves could not make the fire spread, then potter, then both of them would be potter, as both of them would consider grama v'teimu, and zok Taisa that l'chir third is a dvatema, and we continue with the new Mishnah. Hashlechas beirif, Reuven goes and makes a fire, va'achla etzim, and it destroys wood, oyavonim, or it singes someone's stones, oyafar, or there was a field that was plowed, and now the fire went and destroyed the field that was plowed, that the person has to replow his field, and chayiv, then Reuven is chayiv to pay for the damages, shenema, kisetei, so much kaitzim, v'nechal gadish, oyakama, oyasada, shalom yishalom, avasabeira, and we see that once Reuven creates a fire, then Reuven's going to be chayiv, and it doesn't make a difference if he actually damages thorns, or he damages actual tfuah, that's gadish or kama, or he damages the actual sada. And the Gemara begins, Amar Rava, Rava states, Lamed elu dekas rachmana, kaitzim gadish, kama v'sada. Why did Terry have to mention kaitzim gadish, kama and sada? And the Gemara explains, Tzricha, we need it all four, dekas rachmana kaitzim, as if Terry would only say that there's a chiyah when you damage thorns, how mina kaitzim nuchay rachmana, meshum deshchiach eish kabayu, and since as Rashi says, im b'ni adam mizdaram behen l'kach imdin, that since it's normal to burn thorns, and therefore people are nervous to have a fire next to thorns, hilkach iklamema zapasha, and therefore we could say that clearly Reuven was pesheah by having his fire next to the thorns, and as the Gemara states, v'shchiach to pasha, and therefore we consider it a pesheah, av gadish l'shchiach eish kabayu, but b'negei a gadish, which is not normal for people to keep fire next to a gadish, v'l'shchiach to pasha, since it's so unusual for a person to be so careless by bringing a fire next to a gadish, we should say that it must have been an oinus, and therefore, in a standard case, he should be pato, and emaloi, maybe we would say that Reuven is not going to be chayiv in the case of gadish, kamash blan, that he's even chayiv by a gadish, v'ikas rachmana gadish, if the Torah would only have written the din by a gadish, havmina, we would think, gadish chayiv rachmana, that the Torah is b'chayiv Reuven, when he burns down a gadish, mishum to have some rubahu, because it's a major hafsid, avakaitim to have some muat, emaloi, but since thorns aren't worth that much, and they're not valuable, so maybe you'd say that the Torah was not mechayiv him, kamash blan, that the Torah is b'chayiv by kaitim as well. And the Gemara continues and asks, kama lamli, so why did the Torah have to say kama? And the Gemara explains, ma kama begolui, that just like the standing grain is begolui and it's revealed and you can see what it is, af kal begolui, the only time you chayiv by eish is only on items which are begolui and you know what is burning. However, if something is tamun, then you would be pata. And Gemara asks, Rabbi Yehuda mechayiv niski tamun b'eish, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who is mechayiv a person even on tamun b'eish, kama lamli, so what does he use the pasuk for and why did the pasuk have to write kama as well? And the Gemara answers, the rabbi is kol bali kaimer, and as Rashi says, ap bali chayim v'ilonis, and from the pasuk itself, one may have thought that you only chayiv for kaitzim gadish or kama or sada, but you're not going to be chayiv for trees or for bali chayim. That's why the Torah wrote the lashon kama to teach us that we marba any bali kaimer. And the Gemara continues and asks, Rabbanon, according to Rabbanon, the rabbi is kol bali kaimer minalu, how do they know that you always could be chayiv even if you're going to burn down bali chayim or ilonis? And the Gemara answers, nafkalhu me oya kama, that since the pasuk doesn't say vikama and it says oya kama, so therefore they have the extra word oy to teach us the rabbi is called bali kama. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yehuda, what does Rabbi Yehuda do with the extra word oy? And he says, oy by little chalik, that the Torah is telling you you shouldn't think that the only way you're going to be chayiv by eish is only if your fire goes and burns kaitim gadish kama and asada, and if you only burn one of them you would not be chayiv, and therefore the word oy comes to say as long as you burn any one of these things you would be chayiv. And the Gemara asks, Rabbanu l'chalik minhalu, and how did Rabbanu know this din of l'chalik? The Gemara explains, nafkalu me oy asada, that Rabbanu learned from the word oy that states b'negeya oy asada. And once again the Gemara asks Rabbi Yehuda, what does Rabbi Yehuda do with the extra word oy that states b'negeya asada? And the Gemara states, ayda kas rachmana oyakama, since the Torah had to say oyakama in order to be mechalik, so kas oy asada, therefore we also said the lashon oy by sada. And the Gemara now asks, sada lamli, that what does Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan both do with the word sada? The Gemara says, lasuye l'chadir v'sichsa abanav, that the Torah is telling you that even if your fire didn't actually consume and destroy peiris or tfuah or bali kaima, and instead it just singed your plowed field and that caused damage, or it singed someone's stones that were in his field, and you may think that you'd be pata, so the Torah tells us, oya sada, that even if your fire only damaged an actual sada and didn't damage any produce, that you're still going to be chayiv. And Rashi tells us that sichsach is shayach ba'avanim and l'chicha b'shadvarim, and that's why we use two different lashonis, even though they're talking about the same concept. And the Gemara continues, v'lichta rachmana sada, why didn't the Torah just say sada v'lei boy hanach, and you wouldn't need the rest of the terms in the pasuk? And the Gemara explains, tzricha, we need all of them, because rachmana sada, if the Torah would only say sada, have mina masha b'sada in, mi d'achrin aloi, then we would think that the term sada refers to the things that grow in the sada, and it's referring only to tfuah, and not to the actual kaka, and therefore, if l'cha nirai, or sichsa havanav, you would still be pata. And as Rashi says, l'hari kaz of kama b'hedya, the hashtis, rabbi sada l'gufa shal kaka, then now that we said kama, so therefore, the word sada must be coming to teach you that you're not chayiv only under tfuah, but even chayiv if your fire damaged the sada itself. And before we continue, it's interesting to note that on Daf Nun Gimel Beis and on Daf Nun Dal Malv, when we had the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan, b'negei the p'tor of kelim by bar, so Rabbi Yehuda learned from the word oy, the rabbi says kelim, and Rabbanan learned from the word oy, Roy Lechalik Ayin Shum Vitzarach Bia. And the Gemara continues, Om Rav Shimon Bar Nachmani, Om Rav Yenison, Ein Puranis Bala Ilam, El Bizman Shar Shem Ba'ilam, that the only time that we have Puranis in this world is only when we're Shem in this world, Ve'in Maskalis, Element Tzadikim Tchila, and even though the Puranis come because we're Shem, it starts with the Tzadikim first, Shinem, as the Pasuk says, Kisetze Esu Mats Kaisim, when there's a fire that goes out to consume something, then it'll find the thorns, Emesai Eshi Yitza, Bizman Shar Kaisim Mitsuyin Law, that a fire will only go out and damage and destroy and consume only when there are thorns that are available to it. And we see Ve'in Maskalis, Element Tzadikim Tchila, Shinem, as the Pasuk continues, Ve'nechel Gadish, and the Gemara says, Ve'achel Gadish Loinema, it doesn't say that the fire will consume a stack of grain, El Ve'nechel Gadish, that a stack of grain is consumed, Shinechel Gadish Kva, because the stack of grain, meaning Tzadikim, will first be consumed prior to the Rishayim and prior to the thorns. And the Gemara continues, Tani Rabbi Yosef, Ma'idich Siv, what does the Pasuk and Pasuk Boy mean when it states, Ulukachtam Agudis Ezov, Utvatam Medom, Asher Besof, Ve'gatam El Mashka, Vel Shteir Mezuzah, Ismin Adom, Asher Besof, Ve'atam Lo Yisei Tzu Ish, Ve'pesach Besoy Ad Boika. And Rabbi Yosef brought a brisa that teaches us, Ki Mishnita Rishus Lo Mashkas, that once HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Rishus and permission to the Malach HaMavis, in the Mavchim, Bein Tzadikim L'Shoyim, then he doesn't differentiate between Tzadikim L'Shoyim, Ve'loy Oyin, and not only that, El Shem Maschum El Tzadikim Tchilo, that will actually take retribution from the Tzadikim first, Shenema, as the Pasuk says in Cheskel, Ve'mat La'ad Bas Yisrael, Koyam HaShem, Hinu Yalecha, Ve'yitzezi Chabi Mitara, Ve'chvati Mimcha, Tzadik V'Rosha, and therefore you see that when he destroys, he will destroy the Tzadikim first, and only afterwards the Rishoyim. After Rabbi Yosef brought this Braisa, so Bach Rabbi Yosef was crying, and he said, Kul Hai Nami La'ayin Doimin, that our Tzadikim also could sit like nothing, and that the Tzadikim will be first to be punished. As Rashi says, Kleima Lehevel Chashuv Matzadikim, Shekhaimul Puranis, and Omeli Abaya, when Abaya saw his Rebbe Rabbi Yosef crying, Abaya said to him, Tivusulug Abayu, it's actually a time for the Tzadikim, Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Hatzadik Ovid, Ve'in Ish, Somalev, Ve'anche Chesed Nasofim, Ve'in Mavin, Kim Pleyara, Nasavatzadik. As Rashi says, this is the time for the Tzadikim, Shalayiru, Bura, see the Lavoi, that they shouldn't see the utter destruction that will eventually come. And the Gemara continues, Om Rabbi Yudam Rav, and Rabbi Yudam said the name of Rav, and continue Adaf Samachom and Beis, La'ilum Yikonis Adam Mechitayv, Yetzi Mechitayv, when a person travels, he should always come into the city while it's still light outside, and when he leaves the city, he should also leave when it's light outside. Shenema, as the Pasuk stated in Pashas Boy, Ba'atim Le'seitzu Ish Mepesach Besoy Ad Boiker, Rashi explains, Bo'y Chamezirechas Yolam B'Malayin, while it's still light outside, you should go to a hotel, V'le'yamtan Anshatechshach, you should not wait until it gets dark, U'le'boiker Le'yashkim Lotzeis, and in the morning, you should not go out early in the morning, at Shiyar, until it gets light, Kitoyv Lishnamalyo, when the Gemara states, Kitoyv, it's referring to light, and this is a Lishnamalyo, and as the Pasuk says, V'yaral Kim Esar Kitoyv, Kloima, Toivu Lotzeis by Lukonis by Pe'amazikim, V'alistim, that the light is good in order to go out and to travel, and the reason why you shouldn't travel when it's dark is because of Mazikin and because of Listin. And Rashi Masechtas Taina states that Be'er Bo'icha Chamazirecha She'in Listin Mitzuyin Inami Shlo Yipo Be'beris U'Bekoyim Shebe'ir Shlo Elilu Avalilis Miragel Ato Oiganov. And I in the top places where he's bothered that why did the Gemara say Lo'idim Yikonis Adam Mechitayv V'yetzi Mechitayv, if a person would generally leave his house first and then go and stay at a hotel at a later point. And Rabbeinu Tam is therefore medakdek that in a chinami, if a person's leaving his own home, then there's no problem of leaving even when it's dark outside. And as Taisa says, Shemaka Hamaikshim Vaprosim, and that's why it makes sense, but again, Avraham Avinu, that says, Vayashkim Avraham Abaiko, that the Gemara Psachim learns out that the din of Zviz and Makdim Lomitzis only begins right in the morning and not earlier than that. L'chayro, if the din of L'oilim Yikonis Adam Bechitayv, Yates Bechitayv is even from your own home, then L'chayro, maybe the reason why Avraham didn't get up earlier in the morning is because he couldn't leave prior to getting light. Therefore, Rabbeinu Tam holds that the only time that we have the din of L'oilim Yikonis Adam Bechitayv, Yates Bechitayv is only from a different city. And then Taisa says, Va'afagav the Hoch Maisi Krov, and it's referring to a person's own home. Therefore says the Kivin to Sakanto, as since in Pasha Boy we're talking about a matzav sakono, as it was during Makas Becheres, Choshe Kamoy Le'Acheres, and therefore it's considered as if the person was in a different city, and therefore a person can't even go out in his own city at night. And Taisus also brings then the Gemara Maseches Titus on Daf Yudam Beis. When we bring the Gemara brings from the pasuk of Abaykar, which is stated by Yosef and his brothers in order to bring a riot to this idea. And Taisus continues, V'ri Aima. However, the Ri is they can't be medactic by the fact that it says and didn't say the Lashon Yitzia first, as this is the standard of many Gemaras, as we learn in Perek Memedlika and Beis Shemashu Karavayin Zen Nichlis Bezei Yotze, and of course it's generally Zei Yotze Bezei Nichlis, and the same in Eirvin that the Gemara says Avol Adam Metapis V'Olam Metapis V'Yared. It re-explains that the Gemara still brings a raya from the Pasuk of Yashkam Avraham Beika. The reason Makdimul Mitzvahs only starts in the morning, even though generally there's a concept of Kitoiv and a person shouldn't leave while it's nighttime. However, since Avram was going to Dvar Mitzvah, so really Avram would not have to leave because Shlucha Mitzvah ain't in Zaken, and therefore before by the fact that Avram only left in the morning, so we see that Zuz Makdim Lemitzes only starts in the morning. And the Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in Braisa, Devar Be'ir, if there's a plague in the city, Kaneis Raglecha, you should gather your feet into your home, and you shouldn't leave your home. Shenema, Ba'atam Leit Seitz of Ishma, Pesach Pesach Adbeika, and Mo'imen, the Pasuk in Yishaya states, Leich Ami, Boi B'chadarecha, Uskod L'Osecha Ba'adecha, Chavi Kabat Rega, Ad Yavo Zom. Finally, Mo'imen, the Pasuk in Pashki Savoy, Penigeir the Teicha states, Yichut the Shakal Cherev, U'mechadarim Ima, Gam Bocha, Gam Besula Yoinek, Im Ish Seva. Gemara continues, My Mo'imen, why do we need all these three Pesukim? And the Gemara states, V'chitem Hanimino B'leilei, from the first Pasuk of Leit Seitz Ishma Pesach Pesach Adbeika, we would think that only refers to at night. I'll be Mama Loi, but maybe there's no problem going out during the daytime. Tashma, and therefore we bring the pasuk in Yeshaya of Leich Ami Ba B'chadrecha Uskod L'Asecha V'chitem Hanimi Leichet Leka Ima Migavoi. Maybe that's only when you don't have any fear inside your home. And as Rashi says, Imus Mavishal Malach V'loi B'golik Kachach. However, Leichet Deika Im B'gavoi. But if you would stay inside and there's still going to be fear inside, Ki Nafik Yaseh Beidi Inshi B'tzavta Ba'alma Tvei Mali. And maybe in that scenario, it's actually better to go outside and be together with other people and have accompaniment of other people. Tashma, and therefore we have another pasuk of Bechutz Shakal Chavim Chadarim Ema. We learn Afagav Mechadarim Ema that even though inside your room there's still fear, even so Mechutz Shakal Chavim, you should rather stay inside and not outside. It's outside the Chav Bishal Malach Hamavis is raging, and therefore you would have to be most concerned about the Chav of the Malach Hamavis that's outside, and you shouldn't be concerned about having accompaniment and having company. And the Gemara tells us Rav Beidin Rischa Havisach Kave that when there was a plague, then he would close up and he would seal up his window. Siv, as the pasuk in Yemi says, Ki Olam Mavis Bechalenu, that death comes through the windows. And the Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned to Braisa, Rav Beir, if there's a famine in the city, Pazar Raglecha, then you should spread your feet and you should go and travel to a different city. Shenem, as the pasuk says, Benegay Avram, Vahir Rav Baaretz, Vahir Avram Mitzrayimu, Logosham, and Vaimen, it says in Malachim, Benegay, the three Mitzrayim, Imamarnu, Novay Ha'ir, Vahrab Beir, Vahmasnu Sham, Vimim Shabdu Pai, Vahmasnu, Vahatuluchu, Vinipla, Machna Ram, Imi Chayunu, Nichia, Vimim Misunu, Vahmasnu. Once again, the Gemara asks, My Vaimen, why do we need the second pasuk? And the Gemara explains, Vichitema, and if you would say that if we only have the pasuk by Avraham Avinu, Hanamil Hechet Lecha Safek Tefashas, that's because Avraham Avinu knew that by going to Mitzrayim, he's not putting his life into jeopardy, even though ultimately Sarah's life was in jeopardy. Aval Hechet Lecha Safek Tefashas Loi, but in the case where you notice the Safek Tefashas, as they state specifically in the pasuk, that the Mitzrayim were concerned that they would be killed, even so, they went into that city, and Tashman, we see in that pasuk, Lechu Vinipla, Machna Ram, Emichayunu, Nichya. And the Gemara continues, turn about it, we learned the Braisa, Deva Be'er, if there's a plague in the city, Al Halachadim Emtsadarach, a person shouldn't walk in the middle of the road, and during the time that there's a plague, the Malach HaMavis walks in the middle of the derech and he owns the streets. The Kivin Diyavale Rishusa, Maskel Hedya, that since he's given Rishus to go and kill people, therefore he walks, Begoloi and Befahesya, Shalom Be'ir. However, if things are peaceful in the city and it's not during a time of famine or plague, Al Halak Betsid Drachim, then a person should not walk on the side of the road, the Kivin Lesley Rishusa, as since Malach HaMavis does not have Rishus during that period of time, Machbi Kabui Umaski, so he hides and slinks to the side of the road, and therefore you shouldn't go to the sides of the road. And the Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned to the Braisa, Devar Be'ir, if there's a plague in the city, Ali Kanes Adam Yachlo Beis HaKnesses, that a person should go in by himself to a Beis HaKnesses, Shemalach HaMavis Mafkid Shab Kelov, because the Malach HaMavis leaves his Kelim over there, V'hanimil Hechad Lekar Be'dadaki, and that is only a Beis HaKnesses where children haven't learned there, V'le Matzal Be'asara, you don't have 10 people that daven there on a standard basis. However, if you have children that would learn there, or there are 10 people that come there for Minyanim, then even a Yachid could go into the Beis HaKnesses, even though it's during a time of Devar. And the Gemara continues with another Braisa, Tanur Rabbanan, Klavim Beichim, if you see that dogs are crying, Malach HaMavis Balair, then it's a simon that they somehow see that there's a Malach HaMavis around, and Klavim Sakim, however the Klavim are happy, Eliyahu HaNavi Balair, then it's a simon that Eliyahu HaNavi came to the city, V'hanimil Lesbun Akeva, and the only time we say that it's a proof that Klavim Sakim, that Eliyahu HaNavi is Balair, is only if there's no female around, as if there would be a female around, that the reason why the Klavim are happy is because of the Nakeva. And the Gemara continues, Yasser Rab Ami Rab Asi, Kamed Rab Yitzchak Nafcha, Rab Ami and Rab Asi was sitting in front of Yitzchak Nafcha, Mar Amalei Leim Mashmaitza, and one of them asked Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha to teach him a Dvar Halacha, Umar Amalei Leim Margata, and one asked Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha to teach him a Dvar Agada, Pasach Lamei Margata. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha tried to start teaching him Agada, Vlei Shavik Mar, and the other one didn't let him, Pasach Lamei Mashmaitza, and then Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha tried to teach him Halacha, Vlei Shavik Mar, and the other one didn't let Amalehem. So Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha said, Emshal Chameshal, I'll tell you a Mashal, Ma Dav Dema, what is it similar to? La'adim Sheish Lashtei Nashim, that a person has two wives, Achs Yaldo, Vachs Akena, one is younger and one is older, Yaldo Malaka. And since the younger wife wants her husband to look younger, so she pulls out his white hair, and Zakena Malaketas Loy Shkiris, and the older woman wants her husband to look older, and therefore pulls out his black hairs, Nimsa Kerech Mikan, and the husband now is bald from both sides, as he won't have white hair and he won't have black hair, and therefore Torah over here, since you're both being makban each other, so we won't be able to teach you not a dvar locha and not a dvar gada, and we'll be correct mikan and mikan. Amalren, and finally he said to them, Ihochi, if so, emel chumilsa de shavu tavaychu, I will tell you something which will satisfy both of you, as the pasuk says, kiseit eishu matzakaitim, and we can understand that teitzim atzma, that the fire was caused by Klal Yisrael, and we caused through our veirus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be angry with us, and therefore we caused the fire, and even so, shalom yishalom mavis habeira, and Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu still says, alai l'shalom habeira, I still have responsibility to pay for the fire, shevati ani, because I caused the fire, and I created fire, hetzeitz eish b'tzion, I created a fire on Tzion, and I burnt out the base of Migdash, shenem, as the pasuk says in Icha, kila Hashem eschamasoi, shofach harin apoi, v'yatzis eish b'tzion, v'teich liyisei desea, v'ani asal v'neis b'eish, and I will eventually rebuild the base of Migdash with fire, shenem, as the pasuk in Zechariah says, v'ani e'elo no'um Hashem, chremis eish soviv, u'l'chavet e'e b'secha. Then Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha continued, and from the same pasuk, I'll also tell you a shmeitzah, and I'll teach you halacha, pasuk kasa b'niskim m'moinoi, that even though the Torah starts and tells us, kiseitzi eish, that the fire went out, and it seems it was a person's mumming that caused this hezek, b'sayim b'niskei gufoi, but ultimately the pasuk tells us that's considered his own hezek. The pasuk says, shalom yishalom ha'mavis habeira, and therefore we consider the fire to be his fire. The person's responsible for his fire, just like they were his arrows, and of course this would be a riot to Rabbi Yechon. As Rashi says, v'sayim b'niskei gufoi shakaru mavis b'yidayim, m'shem chitzav k'zer k'etz, sh'mazak l'merochay te'il gufoi ovid, hachinami il gufoi ovid, v'nafkamina l'chay v'bedal advarim, m'muzuk ba'odam. As we explained, the nafkamina between the Shita Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yechon on Nafchav Gimel Ben Aleph. Gemara continues and will dash in a pasuk in Shmuel Beis. The pasuk says, "Beisavet David that David desired by Yomar, and he said, Mi'ashkeni Mayim Vor Beis Lechem Asher Bashar, that who will bring me water to drink from the well that's in Beis Lechem that is next to the gate?" Gemara will explain that the lashon of Mayim over here is not actually referring to water, but it's referring to Torah, and the lashon of Asher Bashar is referring to the Sanhedrin. The next pasuk then continues, "Veivku Shleish Sagib." And when David asked for this water, so then three very strong people went and broke through the Machna Plishtim, and they drew water for David from the well that was in Beis Lechem, that was next to the gate, and then they brought it to David. However, David did not want to drink the water, and he poured out the water like Nisach HaMayim in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as we explained, our Gemara understands that David wanted to ask a Shaila from the Sanhedrin, and these three people put themselves in Sakonish the Fashas by going and traveling to the Sanhedrin and asking the Shaila. Gemara now asks, "My coming by Lei, what was David's Shaila?" And the Gemara will bring three different versions. So Amr Rava Nachman, Rava says in Amr Nachman, Tom Beish coming by Lei. The story was that David and his people, while they were fighting Plishtim, they burnt down a stack of tua that belonged to a Yisrael, and in that tua there were things that were underneath it, and they were killing that were also destroyed. And therefore, David has Shaila, what the din has been the gay of Tom Beish? Is there a tour for Tom Beish like the Rabbanon hold, or are we still chayiv on Tom Beish like Rabbi Yehuda? And as the Gemara says, Ikra Behuda, Ikra Banan, is the din like Rabbi Yehuda or like Rabbanon? Upashle, my de Pashle, and Lemaisa the Sanhedrin would push it for David, whatever they would push it, either like Rabbi Yehuda or like Rabbanon. As if the Gemara knew what they would push it, then certainly we would pass it like that din, and therefore there would not be a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon. The Gemara continues with the second idea. Rav Huna says, Gedishim the Yisraelim, the Yisrael Havu, that there were piles of barley that belonged to Yisraelim, that have a Metarim Plishtim, who Plishtim were hiding inside these piles of barley. As Taisus points out, that certainly since the Pekuch Nafashis, therefore there was no Shaila, that they could definitely burn out the Gedeshim, the Yisraelim, and they could kill the Plishtim, the coming Baile, and the Shaila was, that if we go and we burn down the piles of Sarim, Lemaisa, even though we have a right to do so, and we could save ourselves because it was a matzah of Pekuch Nafashis, but would we be chayiv to pay back the Sarim to that Jew? And Shachulei, and the Sanhedrin sent back, that generally, if you save yourself with the money of your friend, then you chayiv to pay him back. However, Aval and a melech can certainly go and break through and go to make a derech for himself, and no one could be meicha. And as Rashi says, that's talking about a standard case when a melech is not even at war and he wants to make a shorter path to get to his property, and there's a concept of eminent domain, and he could confiscate someone's property in order to create a path to get to his own property. And therefore, the Sanhedrin was telling David, even though generally we would be mechayev a person to pay for this ayrim, but since you're the melech, you don't have to pay for this ayrim. And Rashi explains that Rav Huna understood it is pshat in the Shaila, as the pasuk Divrei Yamim states, "Hu haya im David ba pas damim va plishtim nesfu sham la mechama va ti chalkas asadim meleis sayrim va am nasum pe plishtim." So we see that the Shaila had something to do with a pile of sayrim and a pile of barley. And the Mefarshim discussed that lachir according to Taisus, why does the Gemara say that osel hatzel atzmim mam chaveri? Certainly, as Taisus tells us, that since it's pekuch nefashos, therefore certainly technically you're allowed to go and save yourself with Mamma Chaveri, right? And the only shaila is, do you have to pay back to a friend, or you don't have to pay him back either? The Yad Ramah, Masechta Sanhedrin, explained that if someone has an ability to save himself without using his friend's mammon, then certainly he has a chiv to do so, and it'll be asal hatzal atzma b'mammon chaveri. And the Gemara continues with the third derech, Rabbanon v'item Rabba Mori amru, k'deshim d'sa'irim d'Yisrael havu, that there were actually piles of sa'irim of Klai Yisrael, v'k'deshim d'adoshim d'plishtim, and there were also piles of lentils of plishtim, v'kamim boile, and David HaMelech had the following shayla, ma'al litil k'deshim shal sa'irim d'Yisrael, litil v'nei behemtai, al manasal shal, k'deshim shal adoshim d'plishtim, that could we now take the barley that belongs to Klai Yisrael in order to eventually take the Gedeshim of the Adoshim and give them back and repay Yisraelim, as eventually we will take the Gedeshim Shal Adoshim of the Plishtim with our spoils, and we'll be able to pay the Yisrael back for his Bali. And the reason why the Chachamim and Rabbi Murray want to learn that this was the Shaila, because the Pasuk in Shmuel Beis actually says, Atihisham Chalkas Hasadim Malei Adoshim Va'amnas Mipnei Plishtim, and therefore we see that we're also talking about a pile of lentils. And Shal Chalein and Sanhedrin sent back to David HaMelech that the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, Chavel Yoshev Rosh Gzeilu Yishalim. We understand that Afal Pi Shegzeilu Mishalim, that even if a person pays back what he stole, Rosh Hu, that he's still considered Rosh, Aval Atam Melech Ata, but the Maisa, your king, O Melech Peretz Lasle Derech, Ve'im Mechem Yodai, and therefore you could do so. And the Gemara continues, Bishleim Lamandom Alachlufei, that Bishleim, according to Rabbanan, and some said it was Rabbi Amari, that said the Shailu was if he could switch out the Adoshim for the Sarium, Hainu the Chsiv Chad Kra, and that's why in the Pasuk of Melachim it says, Ve'ti Shalom Chalkas Hasadah Malei Adoshim, Ve'ksiv Chad Kra, and in Divrei Yom, the Pasuk says, Ve'ti Chalkas Hasadah Malei Sarium, as there were actually two different piles. There was a pile of barley and a pile of lentils, El Lamandom Alibically, but according to Rav Huna, who said the Shailu was, if you had the ability to go and burn down this pile of grain with the plishtim inside it, so l'chayra, ma'i b'ayluhu lahani treikrei, why do we have to have two different psukim, and why does the Torah tell us that there were adoshim as well as sa'irim? And Amalcha, and he'll respond, to havunami g'deshim da'adoshim b'Yisrael, that metavim b'plishtim, Rav Huna will tell us that in a chanami, the Torah is just telling us that the facts of the story happened to have been that there were two different piles where the plishtim were hiding. There were piles of lentils as well as piles of sa'irim, and the shayla was, could they burn them down? And once again, the Gemara is, that it makes sense, according to Rav Huna, that said that the Shaila was, could they burn down this pile? And therefore it says that when they came back, that they stood within the piles and they saved it and they didn't burn it down. According to the Mandama, that says that the Shaila was, could they actually swap the pile of Sarium for the pile of lentils? The Shaila wasn't if you have to save it, as there was no need for saving. And the Gemara answers, when it says, they didn't let them swap them, and David HaMelech did not allow his soldiers to take the pile of sa'irim from Klal Yisrael and use it in order to feed the animals and then swap it out and give the Yisraelim the lentils in return. The Gemara continues, Bishlam Hanitati Hainu Dechsiv Trei Krei, that it makes sense according to Rav Huna as well as Rabbi Mori, that we had both psukim and we spoke about sa'irim and we also spoke about lentils. And we continue, and according to the Gias of Rashi, that his Ger is Krei Lomeli and he's not Ger is Trei Krei Lomeli, it's a bit difficult to understand what the Gemara is bothered by. However, the Mefarshim explained that the Gemara's question is that according to Rebbe, learned that there was a story where a pile of tool was already burned down, and there was a question if they were chayav to pay for items that were hidden in the pile, or there was a p'tura of Tom Beish. So why does the Pasuk tell us Vayitzilah that Shammai ben Elgai saved the pile if the pile was already destroyed? And the Gemara answers, Amalacha Tom v'chadim hanachum b'ylei, that Rebbe will respond, in a chanami, I hold that there were actually two different questions and two different stories that occurred. There was one story where there was a pile of wheat that was burnt down, and David had a shayla regarding Tom Beish, and there was a second shayla as to another pile of barley or of lentils, and the shayla was either can he go and destroy the barleys or lentils in order to kill the plishtim, or David HaMelech shayla was if he could take the barley that belonged to Jews and feed it to his behemoths, with the understanding that at a later point he'll pay it back with the lentils of the plishtim. The Gemara continues, Bishleim Mandama Hanitati, that it makes sense according to Rav Huna and Rabbi Murray, that learned that the shayla of David was, can they burn down these piles, or could they swap them out? So then it makes sense that the Pasuk says, David didn't want to drink from the water, and it means that David didn't want to be makel on himself, and even though the Sanhedrin said that since you're melech, so melech peretz geda, but David didn't want to rely on this heta, the kivin de ikka isura, leinichli, as since there is an issa for a regular person, therefore I don't want to rely on a kula for myself. But according to Rava in the name of Nachman, that the shayla that David had was b'digei tamun be'esh, and the shayla was, is someone chayiv for things that are hidden inside a stack or not? So mechtei gemara hu de shalchalei, Sanhedrin sent him back a response. David l'shtaisam. What does it mean that David didn't want to drink from the waters? The Gemara answers that even though these three Gebarim went and they brought back an answer from Sanhedrin, but the Maisa David felt that they did it improperly, as they shouldn't have been Maisa Nefesh to go and to ask the Shaila of Sanhedrin, and therefore Le'aminim Shemayu, he wouldn't say over this halacha in their names. And Amar Kachman Kabbalanim based in Shal Shmuel Aramasi, and he said, this is my Kabbalah from the Bezin of Shmuel, that Kala Maisa Atzmai Lomos al Divrei Torah, that if someone puts himself into a danger of death for Divrei Torah, and Oyim Dvar Alacha Mishmai, then we wouldn't say over Dvar Alacha in his name. And even though in this case it actually had major ramifications, as if David would have said it over, then potentially we would actually know what the halacha is, and we would know if Tam Be'eshes Chayiv, like Rabbi Yehuda says, or Tam Be'eshes Patel, like the Rabbanan say. And the Gemara continues that at the end of the Pasuk in Shmuel states, Vayisach Hashem Lashem, that David HaMel poured this water out in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara explains, Bishlan Manda Amma Hanitati, that this makes sense according to Rav Huna and Rabbi Murray, that learned that the Shaila that was sent to the Sanhedrin was if they have a right to burn down these piles, or if they have a right to swap out the piles, Bishum David L'Shem Shemayim, since David heard from Sanhedrin that generally this would be also to do by a regular person, so therefore David acted L'Shem Shemayim, and he said that even though he's a Melech, a Melech Peretz Gadol, but he won't either do so, and therefore he won't burn down these piles, and he won't swap out the piles. However, the Gemara is that Lamad Amar Tom Beish, but according to Rav and Rav Nachman, that the Shaila that was asked to Sanhedrin was B'degei of the Chiyuv to pay for Tom Beish, my V'yisach Hashem L'Hashem. What does it mean, V'yisach Hashem L'Hashem? And the Gemara answers that Minu Mishma the Gemara, as we said, David HaMelech wouldn't say over the Dvar Locha in their names, and that's why the Pasuk says, V'yisach Hashem L'Hashem, that David HaMelech stayed this Dvar Locha in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not B'Shem Amram. And Taisus is bothered in the Yibam Asra, my V'le over David L'Shtaisam, as L'Chayr, since we just got finished saying that even according to the Man Amar that held that David had a Shaila B'Negei Tom Beish, but Tom V'Chodim Hanachon B'Yle, that the Shaila was not only B'Negei Tomon, but he also had a Shaila regarding one of the other two Shailas, then L'Chayr, why is the Gemara asking as to the Pshad and the Pasuk of Le'ovah David L'Shtaisam and the Pshad and the Pasuk of Yasuk Chayisim L'Hashem, if even according to the Man Amar that the Shaila of David was B'Negei Tomon, he also had the Shaila regarding the other questions, and therefore the Gemara just explained that definitely these words work out according to the other Shitas and according to the other questions, I and Taisus, and we will stop over here.